with the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, gardener, composter, horticulturalist, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I have an amazing show planned for you this hour. My guests are the brilliant and accomplished Doug Oster and Jessica Walliser. I'm so excited to have them on the show. And when you call in during this hour, you'll receive a free bottle of Plant Solutions fertilizer. Plant Solutions contains ancient Mississippi clay to provide powerful and unique microbial and mineral content to your soil. My gift to you when you call in during this hour with a question for Doug, Jessica, or myself. Here's the number to call, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Doug Oster is the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette's backyard gardener writing garden columns. He's the author of three garden books, including Grow Organic, which we offer at Arbica Organics, and we love his book. His latest book is Tomatoes, Garlic, and Basil. He's also co-host of the Organic Gardeners radio show on CBS affiliate KDKA in Pittsburgh. He's also a writer, producer, and host for radio and TV in Pittsburgh and won an Emmy for his 2009 documentary, The Gardens of Pennsylvania. And he counts his greatest accomplishment as founding Cultivating Success, a gardening program for foster and adoptive children, which we're going to have to talk about. Jessica Walliser, this is her first time on the show, and I'm absolutely amazed at what she's done. She co-hosts The Organic Gardeners on KDKA Radio as well in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She's a contributing editor for Organic Gardening Magazine, where you can read her Good Bug, Bad Bug feature in each issue. Her column, The Good Earth, appears weekly in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review, and she's a regular contributor to Fine Gardening, Urban Farm, Popular Farming, Hobby Farms, and Hobby Farm Home Magazines. Jessica is also heard on Essential Public Radio's environmental news program and lectures at garden clubs, botanic gardens, arboretums, and other public garden facilities across the United States. I don't know when she has time to do anything else. She's so busy. She received a degree in ornamental horticulture from the Pennsylvania State University and is the former owner of a 25-acre organic market farm. She also serves on the faculty of Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, where she's been teaching for nearly 20 years. The author of three organic gardening books, Jessica Lives in Gardens on 2 acres northwest of Pittsburgh with her husband John, son Ty, 2 dogs, 6 chickens, 3 goldfish, and billions and billions of very good bugs. And on that note, I'd like to welcome Doug and Jessica to join me. How are you doing today?
We're wonderful. We sound awfully busy, don't we?
Boy, Sherry, you made us sound great.
Oh, my God. You guys are amazing. I don't know when you have time to garden or breathe or cut your toenails, for heaven's sake. You guys are on the...
We always talk about that we, just like anybody else, we have to wait until we retire to have a good garden because we're spending so much time writing about it and talking about it, but we're having fun.
It's the truth, though. You really do. I mean, and that's what it's all about. It's all about the fun, and I'm just delighted to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for taking the time on a Sunday to be with us. I'm just delighted. So let's get right into things. First of all, I want to hear a little bit about Jessica. Just join in here, but I know you have written 3 books. Let's hear about your books. And, Doug, we want to hear about your new book, too.
Well, the first book, Grow Organic, which is one we wrote together, that's really kind of like a Bible, basically, for organic gardening. It walks you through the whole process of transitioning to organic practices. It explains what those practices are, teaches you how to take care of your soil, attract beneficial insects, and then we also have chapters on, transitioning to organic lawn care and growing fruits and growing vegetables organically, growing, ornamentals organically as well. So it's really, basically starts with the transition process and walks you through complete organic practices. And it was a really fun one to write because we wrote it together. So we kind of divvied up the chapters.
And if you can write a book together, you can do just about anything together. You can work together, lecture together. You can write a book together. That's a good testament to your friendship.
That's true. And Doug and I have been on the radio together for 10 years now. So we kind of know each other's patterns, and it came through in writing that book also. And that was 2006. that Grow Organic came out. So it's been out now. It's continuing to do really well, and we're both really proud and remain proud of that book. And then kind of each have our own books separate from that as well. And you had mentioned Doug's Tomato, Basil, Garlic. And what I love so much about that book, I'm not sure if you've read it, Sherry, but he's got so many personal stories in there, which is part of what makes Doug Doug, he puts his personality into his garden, and he puts it also into his writings, which is really fun.
Well, that's what it's all about. It has to be fun, because if it's not fun, we just don't do it.
That's exactly right. You're exactly right.
I love the titles, and I'll tell you, one of the things that at Arbico, when we have lectures, or when we actually bring the community in and we train them on a variety of topics, and but we always include the Grow Organic book. So as you said, it's like a Bible, it's like a primer. It really is a great book, well written, and it covers everything from A to Z. So
yeah,
thank you for creating it.
We have some schools and some higher education facilities, our local community college, that are using that book as the textbook for some of their courses, which was really a big honor for us.
Yeah, that was a great feeling when, you know, these institutions were taking your book and using it as a textbook. That felt very good.
Well, you should feel really wonderful, because it is extremely well written, and as I said, we just love it, and we're going to keep promoting that book. Let's get right into the heart of organics, though. You know, why do people think that it's so much more difficult to grow organically, or it's more expensive? I mean, where did that come from?
Marketing. I think that came from marketing. You know, we have been sold chemicals basically for the past 30, 40, 50, 60 years, and since, you know, after World War II, when we started to use them in our garden.
I mean, we were all organic gardeners before World War II, and so this is nothing new. The nice thing is that we're seeing more and more people convert, and Jessica and I have been talking together about this for 10 years, and we've seen a change in all ages and what they feel about what they should be exposed to in their yards. And we always say the proof's in the pudding, and Jessica and I both have pictures of our gardens up on our Facebook pages, and we don't spray anything. You know, maybe sometimes an organic fungicide called Serenade, but other than that, we're not spraying much of anything, and it's all about the soil. It's all about improving that soil, and when that plant has a place that it's happy, it's going to basically outgrow any pest or disease.
What do you do to improve your soil? I'm curious.
Well, we both are huge advocates, as everybody in organic gardening is, really, of adding organic matter to the soil. And for us, I think a lot of organic gardeners have done this, we've really switched our attitude and our intentions from feeding the plants to feeding the soil instead. Because, you know, if you look at the way nature has fed plants, you know, since nature's been around, it's been, you know, through the leaf litter, through this natural cycling of nutrients. And when we put a chemical fertilizer on there, those are salt-based, and in many cases, almost all cases, they actually kill all the soil life by doing what salt does when you pour it on a slug. It dries out all the microorganisms that live in the soil. And an organic fertilizer, instead of killing those microbes, feeds those microbes, which then go on to process the organic matter, release the nutrients, and in turn feed our plants and allow for healthier plants.
And we're both using compost as a main ingredient in our beds, and whether for flowers or vegetables. I was actually just out in Jessica's garden. We're talking from her house, and she's got this beautiful ornamental beds all mulched with compost. And I was just thinking, every time it rains through that kind of mulch, it's going to release all these wonderful nutrients. And this garden looks beautiful today, but I can't imagine what it's going to look like in 2 years. And that's, I think, one of the wonderful things about being an organic gardener is when you can put a plant in a place that you know you're not going to have to baby it, that it's going to be happy, and then you start mulching it with good compost, look out.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbaco Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbaco-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbaco Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbaco Organics catalog.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and I'm proud to have Jessica Walliser and Doug Oster on the program with me today. Welcome back, you two.
Thanks so much, and Sherry, I just have to tell you that I'm just so pleased to be back and pleased to be on here with Jessica, because what you're doing is wonderful with making organic products available for gardeners. It's very important that they have a good place to go to get what they need.
Thank you. You know, we started our business in 1979 growing one bug, and it was interesting because as our business evolved, And this little insect was what we call a fly parasite. We call them fly eliminators. It's a little tiny insect that looks like a gnat. It parasitizes the pupal stage of developing flies, used by people that have fly problems like racetracks. And right there in Pennsylvania, we have Penn National and Philadelphia Park that actually been using them since 1985. To control flies, what we call biological fly control. And as we evolved, what happened was a dairyman would say, I really like that fly control. What can you do about my aphids? And so we created this line of insects. What we realized was that we were still only looking at the symptom and we weren't treating the cause. And so that's how we birthed all of the products that we offer today. Because we really saw we had to treat the cause, offer good symptomatic treatment, but really treat the cause.
Sounds great. You and Jessica actually are kindred spirits because her book, Good Bug, Bad Bug, is all about identifying bugs. And I know you two could talk for days about bugs.
Funny because, Sherry, as you were describing the company and its genesis and the fly parasites, I'm working on a new book with Timber Press about creating garden habitat to encourage beneficial insects in the landscape, and just recently wrote a big section on parasitic wasps and included fly parasites in that, and I just kept thinking, you know, ooh, I should call her and interview her for because I'm doing various interviews with different entomologists across the country about different projects and things, and I'm thinking, oh, where can I help Sherry fit into this new book? So that's really exciting. But yeah, Good Bug, Bad Bug is you know, I think one of the problems with insects in the garden is that for the longest time, people saw them all as evil.
That's why I hate watching the ads on TV. I get mad because, you know, people think that all the bugs are bad. But, I mean, Jessica, you have some great research on how many bugs in the garden are actually good.
Yeah, and it's actually less than 1% that are considered to be agricultural pests. And so we're talking about a massive number of insects that are either relatively benign in the garden or actually good for it in some way, whether they break down organic matter or they pollinate or some part of their life cycle is predaceous or they're parasites and they help control the bad guys. You know, so I think that doing what you're doing, Sherry, and your company does and what I do is going out and teaching people really how to identify the good ones from the bad ones, target appropriately, and really do take that whole plant approach to pest control.
And isn't it a great feeling, Jess, when you're out in the garden and you see this good bug? You know, we're a lot of people, they'll just look at a bug and they'll see an ugly bug, especially some of these bugs are scary looking. But when you know, when you've got something like Good Bug, Bad Bug to look at, you know, like, oh my gosh, this is a good bug. This one's going to go around and eat the bad bug.
Yeah, and the pictures help with that, you know, be able to see and compare
it. If I don't use this broad-based chemical insecticide, then I can let nature help me garden. And that's what organic gardening is all about.
Nature helping you garden, absolutely. And I love the way we started off the show with the soil feeds the plant feeds us, so we feed the soil for generations to come. I mean, that's the way it works. And I'm so glad that you wrote Good Bug, Bad Bug, because I mean, we never say that any bug really is bad. I mean, I think the worst thing you can run into is maybe a brown recluse. A lot of people think that they'll get a little red spot on their body someplace, and they'll say, I have a spider bite. And I'm like, it's virtually impossible for a spider to, quote unquote, bite you. I mean, it's almost impossible. So
yeah,
we laugh about that.
You think about so much with insects is associated with folklore. It's associated with urban
fear.
Myths. And the fact that so few truths are out there about insects is really a shame.
I do have to say there is one bad bug, but you guys probably don't have it out there, but we have it here. The brown marmorated stink bug.
Oh, yes. We have a lot.
And yeah, we're part of the reason that it's a bad bug.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, where it's indigenous to in parts of Asia, it is a pest, but it's not an incredibly significant pest. And then when we as humans have either accidentally or intentionally introduced them to a new place where there's no natural controls there, that's when they become a quote-unquote bad bug.
Oh,
same thing happened with Japanese beetles.
They were,
you know,
a bad bug for me last year. I lost my whole tomato crop.
Oh.
Yeah, we're really, really struggling.
We're going to work on that.
Here in the East. And, you know, in talking with some entomologists here with the USDA and with some other research facilities, they're hoping, we're starting to see some birds eat them. We're starting to see some generalist predatory insects consuming them. So we're hoping that more natural predation is going to take place, going to keep their numbers in check, and we might not be having such a problem with them in the future as we did the last few years.
Let's hope. Let's hope that nature, and that usually does, nature usually balances things out. Even in a case with this insect that, you know, is invasive and has no predator yet.
You're its main predator right now, Doug.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
Those things left my tomatoes four times a day, knocking them into a can of soapy water. I did get some tomatoes, but it wasn't the crop I wanted.
We understand. In the break, my husband, I said, "Are you all right?" He says, "Yes, I'm off to the hardware store because I'm going to battle with the little animals that have been chewing up our tomatoes." He has a plan of attack. So I know it's between that and gophers. I mean, sometimes it just really can get you a little bit down, but there are solutions to them, and we have to let nature balance itself out. Eventually it does.
Right.
But it can be very frustrating when you're used to growing things easy and all of a sudden something is there that wasn't there before.
The thing is, every season is different. And
right.
We have to remember that as gardeners. And as each season is different, we have different problems. We also have different successes. So you've got to look at it from that perspective. Even though I didn't have great tomatoes last year, I had lots of other incredible things like cucumbers. Since I've got bees now in the garden, they're pollinating everything. And so I've got more cucumbers than I could possibly use. If you stop in the middle of the summer too close to my house for too long, you're going to have a bag of cucumbers in the back seat.
And when he says he has bees in the garden, he really does. He got a beehive.
Wonderful.
And he put it right smack dab in the middle
right
of his
middle
garden,
of garden,
which is, what, 30 by 40
yep.
or something like that, your
yep.
vegetable garden. And so he's got a hive of bees. Stacked up right there.
Oh,
and has been
wonderful.
Learning quite a bit about beekeeping. And I've been actually taking some interesting classes about our native bees, and learning to identify them. And pollinator gardens are really popular right now where we live. And our cooperative extension agents are really promoting the installation of pollinator gardens. Whether
I love
it's for
that.
European honeybees or the benefits of our native bees, doesn't matter. They're good plants to have in the garden to attract all these really good insects. So
we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jessica and Doug. Don't go away.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry. My guests today are Doug Oster and Jessica Walliser. And I'm just so glad you guys are with me today. Thank you so much. I'll tell you, I can tell you guys have a lot of fun on your radio show because your energy just matches each other so nicely, and you have such energy, positive energy, and you know your stuff. So thank you for being here with me today.
Thanks for having us. We do have so much fun working together. We do. We do the radio show, but we also do a monthly cooking gardening demo at the biggest grocery stores here in the Pittsburgh area. We do four stores after we do our radio show. It's a long day, but we have so much fun interacting with each other, and we tease each other, and we tease the audience, and it's just... We've just blessed that it's worked out this way.
It really has. And when we started working together, we started doing these little short 5-minute segments on a local environmental news program. And I had been doing them with another naturalist for a couple of years, and then he retired. And they kind of assigned Doug to partner with me. And the first one we recorded, I think it was in February maybe, and
it was cold.
Freezing cold.
We were at a park.
We wanted to record it outside so we could have some, sounds outside, some natural sounds, and it was freezing, and there were dogs barking. We were trying to record this, and this was before there was digital equipment to do the recording, so we had this equipment, and it wasn't functioning properly, and I thought, oh, this is never going to work out, and we left, and he thought it was great.
Yeah, I was the one that said, I called her up a couple of days later. She's thinking, what am I going to do? And I called her up a couple of days later, and I said, oh, this was great chemistry, Jessica. This is really going to lead to something. And she's sitting there dumbfounded, like, what? I didn't like this guy at all.
But the segment turned out great. And Doug is now one of my best friends.
Aww.
And I've gotten to know him a little better. I know I decided he must have just had a rough day that first time we got together. But
it's just funny how things like that work out.
It is.
Sometimes the first impression isn't what you think. And,
yeah.
then after that it works out.
But then we did that show for a while. We still do that show. I've been on that show for almost 15 years now. So, but the show we do now, the KDK radio show, which is on a Sunday morning, bright and early, we started that one now about 7 years ago. This is our seventh season for that one. And, it's an hour long show, just like yours is. And what we have found in Pittsburgh was that when we started talking about organics to Pittsburgh gardeners, there wasn't a lot of information available. There wasn't a lot of companies, at least locally, that provided any of the products. We had to turn them to national companies, and Arbico was one of the ones that we did turn people to, and we still suggest it and still recommend it. But what we have found now is that all of these local nurseries have jumped on as sponsors of the show, and they are carrying the products that we're talking about. So it has made organic so much more accessible to the average homeowner than it was 10 years ago. And that's really exciting for us, because one of the things that stops people about organics is they think that you need to get some kind of fancy stuff and you have to, you know, go to Timbuktu to buy these products, and they don't realize that it can start right at their own homes with a compost pile, and then it can start at their local nursery with good quality grown plants and the right kind of bagged, you know, processed horse manure and things like that. It's so much more local than it used to be.
And you don't have to wear sandals and hug a tree either. Although I do.
You can go barefoot if you like.
That's
We have a caller, so we're going to bring Annie from Indiana to join us. Hi, Annie. How are you doing today?
Hi, Sherry. I'm fine. Red Dog sends her love as usual.
Oh, thank you.
She's right beside me. I have a question for Doug and Jessica, but first I wanted to just to tell your listeners that thanks to you, Sherry, I'm the proud owner of the Grow Organic First Edition book, and I just love using it. It is so user-friendly. You just turn to the page you need, and instead of having to read a whole chapter to get your answer, you read one or maybe two paragraphs at most, and you've got it. It's just wonderful. The last time I heard Doug on your program was a couple years ago, and he was not with Jessica. So I want to tell Jessica that how much I enjoy your book, the way it's laid out, and I have been looking forward to a new book, so I'm going to have to get the tomatoes, basil, and garlic book.
Well, good. Thank you very much. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Don't forget Good Bug, Bad Bug. That's one you might like, too, because that's a very popular book that Jessica wrote, and it's something you can actually take out into the garden with you, because it has a type of binding that's perfect for that, and so you can have the bug right in front of you and then look at the picture and say, aha, that's a good guy, I'm leaving him there, or, oh, that's a bad guy, I got to figure out what to do, and everything you need to know about how to deal with it is there. That's so nice of you to say, Annie. So what was your question?
I'm looking at in your Grow Organic book at page 177 under biological.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question about diatomaceous earth versus spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. And it's
spinosad.
Right.
How do you say it?
Spinosad?
Spinosad. It says it has low toxicity to beneficial insects.
Mm-hmm.
Is that better to use than diatomaceous earth? Because I was wondering if diatomaceous earth, I know it works by lacerating the soft bodies of insects.
What's the pest you are hoping to control?
I don't have one right now specifically. I was just asking in generality.
Okay. Well, they're largely two different target audiences, basically.
Okay.
Those products, two products, target very different things. So the diatomaceous earth. Now, Doug is a big fan of diatomaceous earth.
I like it for the slugs, to tell you the truth. That's one of the things I use it for. Probably, actually, at this point,
Doug has it out for the slugs.
Would be for slugs. But I love the spinosad product for chewing insects.
Yeah, all those spinosad-based products, they're really interesting. These happen. Really a funny story that I guess soil scientists like to take soil samples when they're on vacation. And apparently there was a soil scientist that was on vacation in the Caribbean, and he took a soil sample from what had been an old rum factory, and it had been abandoned. And when he took the samples home, he found a species of bacteria that had basically been unknown to science before. And he started to do some experimenting with it. And he determined that when he fermented this bacteria, that the resulting product had incredible insecticidal properties, and to any insect that ingested it. So the spinosad is the active ingredient that you'll see listed on the label of the products. There's lots of different brand name products out there. But how they work is they need a chewing insect. So the insect has to take bites out of the leaves. So it wouldn't work for something like an aphid, which has a, you know, a piercing, sucking mouth part. It would need to be something like a caterpillar or a Japanese beetle,
beetle.
Or a Colorado potato
right.
beetle or Mexican bee beetle.
Cucumber
things that,
beetle.
Yep, things that take crunches out of leaves are what the spinosad-based products are going to control.
And since the good bugs don't chew on your plants, they're not affected by the spinosad.
Right. Now, with the spinosad, though, I should tell you that honeybees are susceptible. Bees are susceptible to it. So you're going to want to make sure if you choose to apply it that you do it when the bees are not actively foraging. And that's really important. And for me, one of the things, and Doug mentioned this earlier, is that neither one of us have sprayed products in our garden, whether organic or not, for, I know, Doug, you're close to 20
years. 20 years, yeah.
I'm close to 10 years that we have just not used anything. We've never had a problem because we've got a good balance in our garden that has, you know, brought such a problem that we feel like we need to introduce some kind of control.
It might seem hard to believe that we're saying this, but it's, as Jessica said earlier, it's just because the way we've been programmed to think about insects and our gardens, that we need to keep pouring some kind of product on there to grow things good. You don't. You just don't. When we talk about feeding that soil, the plants are so happy, they do fine, and the good bugs that are all underneath the soil and above the soil are helping us by keeping this great balance.
Exactly. One of the things we talk about often on the show is that if our plants are healthy, if they have a high Brix, high sugar, an insect will not suck, chew, or perforate that plant. They cannot expel gases. So they know which plants to attack and which ones not to attack. And if we can treat our soil and focus on the soil and on the health of the soil, then we have a healthy plant that naturally resists diseases and insect pests.
And I think a lot of people are surprised, Sherry, that when they hear that a plant has an immune system. It's more primitive and different than ours does, of course. But our immune systems perform the best when we feed ourselves right, when we get the right amount of rest, when we're properly hydrated, when we're de-stressed, when we don't have a lot of stress in our lives. And our plants are the same way. The immune system of our plants function the best when they're fed a natural diet, which
is
organic fertilizers or organic matter, when they're not put in a stressful situation, like, you know, don't plant your azaleas.
You'll be right back. Hold on.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. My guests today are Jessica Walliser and Doug Oster. And I think Annie stayed with us, so welcome back, everybody. I apologize, Jessica. I just couldn't cut you off. You were on a roll there, and
you know how I feel, Sherry.
I'm telling you, I normally just go, wait, no, stop, but I couldn't because you're so inspirational, both of you guys. When you get on a roll, though, you know you don't want to stop. So thank you.
I always blame it on my passion for organics.
That's right. It's definitely a passion, and we have a little sign at Arbico: "Don't panic, it's organic." So,
that's good.
Great. That Sherry, that "don't panic" is really an important thing, and I know you hear it all the time because we hear it all the time, where people just call up and they are in a panic over a pest or a disease, and we always tell them, identify what the problem is, you know, and then take action, and take an action that's only going to affect the problem and not the rest of the environment all around you.
Exactly. When people call in, and I mean, generally they're calling in upset because they don't normally call in and say, I'm anticipating having an insect problem. It's like, I have something, you know, that's really bothering me and my garden and or farm or hydroponics or whatever it is. And I mean, they're upset, and we do our best to get them some immediate relief, but we always go back to the soil. We always tell people, if you have an insect pest issue, you have a soil fertility issue, and we always bring it back to that, because that's what it's all about. That's the basis for everything that we grow.
Right, and you mentioned earlier, you know, fixing the real root of the problem instead of just putting a Band-Aid on the situation. And I think that's a big deal. And we hear in the East here from a lot of people in the summertime with Japanese beetle issues. And, you know, and especially with grubs in their lawn. And it seems to be really people get trapped in a vicious cycle of the grub killers on the lawn, chemical grub killers, which in a way promote grubs because they don't encourage healthy lawn, which then makes the plants more susceptible to insect damage. And that's when the insects show up. And it's hard sometimes to break that cycle in people. And especially for people who've been gardening their whole lives, they've been doing it a certain way. I've been doing this for 40 years. How, you know, it's hard to change their minds.
But it's especially important now in the, for instance, the chemical grub killer they're using now, that we make other choices to deal with grubs, because they can be dealt with very easily organically. I know you know that, Sherry. But, oh, the pesticide that they're using now to kill the grubs, I mean, it's systemic. The clover is sucking it up, and the bees are getting it, and that's not what we want.
No, it's not. And, again, we have a whole section, a whole spread in our catalog that talks about Japanese beetle control, and we have the actual biological controls, and then we have what we call restoration, because, as you said, Jessica, it always comes back to the health of the lawn and or whatever it is that the that they're chewing on. But we always suggest, you know, here are the things you can do to enliven what is being chewed up on in the first place. So it's
right.
It's always, we always come back to that.
Yeah, and Grow Organic, we talk a lot about, have a whole chapter on an organic lawn. And if you treat that grass like a plant, if you give it the right pH and the right fertility, what can outgrow grass? Not much. That's why it's trying to find its way into our flower beds and our vegetable beds. So, you know, using a good organic fertilizer, getting that pH right, and a few other things can get you a great lawn without having to dump a bunch of chemicals on it.
Yeah, pH is really important, and it's often overlooked. It's one of the things that we really stress to our customers, that you really want to check your pH, particularly because when you're using, as you say, a fertilizer, you have better uptake if everything is pH balanced. So a lot of people don't realize that, particularly out here in the Southwest, where we have very alkaline soils and our water is very salty and tends to be alkaline as well. I mean, over alkalinized. We really think it's important to work on that pH. You're right.
Absolutely. And here in the, you know, where we live, we've got very acidic soils. It's a clay-based soil. It's naturally very acidic. And so people for many, many generations would automatically dump lime, on their lawn or on their vegetable garden or their farmer's fields. It was kind of like an automatic every year. And they weren't, checking the pH first. They weren't testing it after to make sure that they put enough lime or they didn't add too much lime. And so one of the things that Doug and I advocate, often, at almost every lecture that we give when we talk about soil, is really getting a proper scientific measure of the pH. Now, those little handheld meters are nice, but there's also a lot of room for human error in them, whereas when you take a soil test, whether it's through your cooperative extension agency or you buy it from an independent testing laboratory, you get those results back, and you really have a accurately measured pH. And then you many times will get the recommendations for how many, you know, pounds per thousand square feet of lime that you need to add, and some of them even give what type of lime.
Right. Having the science is the important thing. Knowing the exact number and then being able to deal with it instead of just guessing. Like Jess said, that, you know, my dad went out every year. Okay, we're going to lime the lawn, but he had no idea if he was using half as much as he needed or twice as much as he needed. Get the soil test.
Absolutely. I think that's the number one thing. We really promote that. You really need to know what you're working with. And, I think that's, and, you know, it's like you say, you can get them through your cooperative extension. We offer them too, but I mean, it's, our soil test is very comprehensive. What it does is when you receive it, back, what you actually get is a step by step what you need to add or take away, and it's start to finish. So we work with the large growers, using that type of approach, but we do have gardeners.
The steps that Arbico offers on the results form, they're all in the form of organic products, correct?
Without a doubt, yes.
Yeah, because one of the problems that we're facing here is that our extension service, you know, will come back with 10-10-10 or 5-10-5 or aluminum sulfate or, you know, not necessarily organic products. And then we've got people who call the show, okay, this is what it says to add in the chemicals, so how do I then translate that into an organic product? So how much bone meal do I add? Or how much cottonseed meal or whatever to translate that back, which is a real challenge with some of the cooperative extension service soil test results.
That's why we have our own apart from that. And we use A&L Labs. They're the best lab that we found, one of the best, I should say. And then what we do is we take that information and we adapt it to a completely organic approach. And
oh, that's great.
It's really nice. I love that soil test, the results that we give people, because a lot of people, I mean, if you're just starting off, but most of the clients that we, you know, are providing that soil test to are not starting off. But if you were, I mean, there's your recipe start to finish right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a beginner, listen, get the soil test, and you'll save yourself a lot of headaches throughout the years of learning how to garden. It takes a long time to learn how to garden, but the basics of fertility and pH, when you get that right, you'll get an automatic green thumb.
Absolutely. I mean, it's no different than going to get a blood test just to make sure that everything's lined up. And same thing for plants as for people. There's very little difference between our needs and their needs. And I liked what you said about, treating your lawn or whatever you're growing, with a little care, a little appreciation, a little compassion.
Absolutely, and I think understanding and appreciating it as a whole ecosystem. Granted, a garden is a contrived ecosystem, so there are always going to be artificial inputs, whether it's the type of plant you put in or whatever, but we need to start approaching organics and approaching gardening really as the whole process. The soil is connected to the plant, is connected to the insects, is connected to you, and making sure all of those aspects and components work well together is what's going to lead to the best and healthiest garden.
And just think about it before when you're putting something on your lawn or on your garden. Is this the right way to grow something, or is this just the way that everybody else does it, or is this the way you heard to do it on TV?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, that's it. We have to be more thoughtful. And the show is we're going to have to come to an end here. Unfortunately, I wish we had more time, because you guys are fun to be with, and you're just
so full of information.
You're fun too. And Sherry, we just have to say real quick that what you're doing is just wonderful, and we're just so glad to have you as a resource for organic gardeners around the country.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Annie, for also calling in, and thank you, everybody. We'll be back next Sunday, as always, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. Go out and make it an easy organic gardening week. Easy, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.